What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go back to the phones now to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was listening to not the last caller, the one before that, talk about the CAFR funds. I've heard Ron Paul talk about them. And, yeah, it's like you said. I mean, they're really, you know, they're assets, right? They're not really. Mike, do you know of any government, past or present, that has ever spent within their limits?
Andrew Jackson's the last one, I think.
Well, I mean, like in your lifetime.
No, not in my lifetime. Definitely not.
No.
And I'm an old guy.
No. Well, you're not that old. But there's no such thing. I mean, it's the very reason why banks still exist is because of government largesse. Because even if the populace can't afford to go into debt even deeper, the government will do it for them. It's what keeps the banks up. It's what keeps the economy
yes.
afloat, if you want to call it an economy. The economy, people, you know, a lot of your listeners, they know exactly what's going on, but most people don't even understand the concept of currency and what exactly it is. They have no idea. So governments, I mean, they're lobbied by any and everyone that'll you know, that can get their foot in the door. And one of the biggest ones are, of course, bankers and insurance companies, because they're basically both the same thing. They just fritter away, you know, currency. They invested in these things that they themselves have made up, like derivatives.
Yes.
And, you know, it's all just a scam. They're just machinations. It's not real. Like your last caller is talking about the stock market. Yeah, the stock market, and what they don't really tell you are that the number of companies in the stock market, especially the NASDAQ, is dwindling. So, I mean,
yes.
it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I mean, people need to really smarten up, but it's not going to happen because we're not allowed to smarten up. The teachers, you know, they basically run the states now. Their unions are so strong. And so heavily invested, you know, in the economy that they actually control the shots, and they're not very bright people. I mean, maybe the ones that are sitting in the unions calling the shots, yeah, they kind of know what's going on, but the actual teachers themselves, they're not bright. When I went to school, I mean, just public school, teachers had, you know, a BA and an MA. And it wasn't, you know, in some kind of crappy little, you know, basket weaving course. But like my grade six shop teacher had a master's in mathematics. And we said, well, why are you teaching shop? Because this is what I like to do. That was his answer.
Yep.
So, you know, this is just shameful that people fall for this nonsense. I mean, they carry around their stupid little cell phones, you know, these smartphones with a quad-core processor in them. They're being tracked everywhere they go. Everywhere, all they are just cookie machines, and for you know, Google Analytics and Google GPS and all this crapola, and they have no idea. And they're on the crackbook and Instagram and instant twit face stupid stuff. They have no idea what the real world's all about. Unfortunately, that's the sort of thing that is shaping the real world, and it's becoming even worse than it was even a few years ago. Because of this crap, it's pathetic, and you know, I don't know. I don't see any way out of this, Mike. I think it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. The government's grabbing more and more and more power, and we're losing more and more of our liberty. The best thing that could happen is it could all collapse, and
yes.
It should be right now, but it won't.
I disagree.
The bankers
I think we're
will keep
getting
it going.
Closer and closer to Soviet Union style collapse.
Well, you know what? I say let's bring it on. I mean, I'm ready for it. I think this is, it's time now, but it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Jeff Bezos is going to come out of this, you know, like I said before, he's going to be worth $150 or $200 billion, and they're going to come out with some kind of vaccination that probably will either leave you with boils or you know, you're sterile, which is great. You know, that's perfect. That's what they want, less people on the planet, so they can have more and everyone else gets less. But either way, you know, just like you and Dustin's always, it's all coming apart. But at the same time, it's being held together, and it's so paper thin, and people just, you know, you have to see it for what it really is. And this is all crap. This was meant to happen. And this COVID-19, I call it the cornhole virus, was meant to happen. To give them an excuse why it all fell apart. It fell apart because of their machinations. These bankers and these greedy money junkies, they're just greedy, stupid little people. They're like these casino addicts, you know, and their head's always spinning with different ways, conniving, stirring the pot, ways of extracting wealth from other people without actually even doing anything. You don't build anything. They don't, there's no research and development. There's nothing. It's just fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud on top of fraud to the point where we're in, derivative territory. Brooksley Bourne's was fired over blowing the whistle on that nonsense, and no one even talks about that. And there's quadrillions of quote-unquote dollars, which, you know, is actually not real. Anyway, I think I got myself wound up, Mike.
Yes, I think you did.
Oh, yeah. This just kills me. I mean, Jesus. Has Dustin called in today? Because I kind of got in a little late.
He's waiting on the list.
I'll let you go. Thanks a lot for letting me rant there, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, you've got it. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Bob in Colorado. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Bob in Colorado. We lost Bob. Okay, so let's go to Jim in Illinois. Hello, okay, Jim. Hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. Earlier in the show, you mentioned that you felt the government and the media are overblowing this virus that we are experiencing right now. You know, yes. You might or you might not be right, but every 25 seconds, someone is dying from this virus.
Yeah, but if you look at the death rates from other causes like traffic accidents and the ordinary seasonal flu, that'll kind of put it in perspective.
Well, I would agree with that, but this virus seems more deadly than those two things that you mentioned. And not only that, though, yesterday on the news, they were mainly talking about why is it affecting the urban community. And I can understand why that is. But one community that they won't talk about and is definitely affected them is the Jewish community. I mean, like outside of Chicago is a town called Skokie, Illinois, which is primarily Jewish. And there's more incidence of this virus in that community than anywhere else in the state of Illinois. And look at New York and New Jersey. You know, a lot of Jewish communities are affected by that, but yet and still they won't mention that.
Well, everybody's afraid about talking about the Jewish population.
Right, especially on a day like today when it's Passover. And the final thing, Donald Trump is out there promoting this drug for malaria. I read in the paper this morning, and I don't know if it's fake news or not, they said he's a major stockholder in that particular drug and company.
Well, that certainly would go a long way. This is the reason we're supposed to have a blind trust for the president.
So I would agree with
you. Yeah, and, you know, just putting his empire under the control of his family members, you know, obviously there's some communication going on there.
Right. And I am not a fan of, what's his name, the DJ, Howard Stern.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, but he was right about Jared Kushner. The guy is incompetent, and he's way over his head. I mean, he doesn't even have any kind of a background in science or Did he ever take a science course in college?
Not that I'm aware of.
Right. So, Michael, I'm going to let you go because I know your phones are tied up. Take care and God bless.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the call. And we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Jared Kushner might have not been investigated, but his father sure as hell was by Chris Christie. Right. Put him in prison, right? Chris Kushner's father was corrupt, so,
yes.
You know, would they say that? What's the saying with the son that doesn't fall far from the tree, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, corruption kind of grows in the family. But, all right, so Al called in. Al is actually right. And the other, I forgot the other listener's name, I'm sorry. But, yeah, isn't it amazing, like, with a pandemic or something else that happens in the world that's serious, none of these companies got a rainy day. They didn't save up money. They put it back into the stock market. They took their money and then bought their own stocks back to prop up the economy. That's it. It's obviously
yes,
a rigged system.
Yes, and now they're asking for bailouts.
Yeah, and then they asked for bailouts. And you know what, Mike? They got them. They got them from what? Obama? They got them from Bush? They get them from Clinton, and they got them from Trump. All you patriots, Trump gave them the bailout. Okay, how much did the American people actually get from the hell of a lot less than the corporate bailout, wasn't it?
If you're talking about the coronavirus relief bill, this most recent one, yeah, the corporations got the lion's share of the largesse.
And like I said, where is all those corporate? Where's any of these corporations' rainy day fund? You know, they don't have it. Where's the American people's rainy day fund? We ain't got that either. You know why? Because we either ourselves blew it on crap, or the taxes, they take too many taxes out. That's why. So the problem with America, Mike, you know, I was thinking about this. I'm like, the other day, I'm like, you know, people wanted their big homes and their lease expeditions, you know, their fancy Cadillac Escalades, you know, the big $70,000 trucks now, whatever, $80,000 for some pickups, right? And their fancy Air Jordans. Now they're willing to spend for N95, ain't they? you know, if you're trying to get, you know, that because it's where the wind blows. You know, I went out today, man. A lot more people had masks on, at least protecting their faces. And that's from the same CDC and your own government that said, nah, don't wear no mask. You don't need to wear a mask. Now they're saying don't, you know, I mean, these people don't know what they're doing. It doesn't matter if it's Trump, Bush, Clinton, Obama. They're all hacks. They got people in as hacks. They're just, it's where the wind blows. They'll change their mind, you know. Flip-flops. I said it before. Like John Kerry, Trump's got more flip-flops than John Kerry and Walmart, but so do them all. You know, I'm an equal opportunity offender. But, Mike, on that other listener, he said, oh, it's only 60,000 people, like less than 60,000. How many people died in Spain and Italy already? And Mike, what date is that from? Those numbers are from because they didn't lock down. They locked down because they didn't want to lock down earlier, Spain and Italy, because of the tourism. That was it, right? So they got those high numbers. Now, I might be wrong. I might be right, but wait for Sweden's numbers to come in eventually, because I think they got a population of 10 and a quarter million or something, and or 10,088,000, something around there. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the numbers are just, you know, it has to do with your demographics, the age bracket, obesity, smoking. But this whole thing's not about, like, I know, was it Peter who said, like, people are getting it that might, they're getting new symptoms, like the symptoms, like there's no antibodies in their system. Or was that Steve Elkins who said that? Like they're just
no. It was one of the earlier callers saying that people who've gotten coronavirus and recover from it, that one third of them don't develop antibodies.
So what does that mean? They can get it again?
Yes.
Then how do you open an economy if they're going to get it again working at a store? See, that's the
very
problem.
Very carefully.
Yeah, because remember this. That party, somebody called in from what, Idaho, I believe? They were
yes.
driving with a party of 25 people. Well, those 25 people are going to go home, and they can give it up to three or more people. Now, not all of them have three people, but you use that range, and then those people go out to the store. If they don't have masks, they don't have protection. Mike, you know what the problem is? They did this to, I said it before, it's just they did everything off backwards. They should have locked down and had the whole country and then produce masks. They should have been producing masks and gloves because at least, you know, and at least they could have people protected them and then bring the economy back slowly. But now you got, they're saying, you know, wear handkerchiefs, wear this, wear that. They're all over the map. This is a disaster, you know, and without the lockdowns on the East and West Coast, because that's where the majority of people live, right? Like, I don't even know, Mike, I don't even know what the numbers were going to be, but they'd be a lot more than where they're at now, right? Like, agreed? I mean,
yes.
if you didn't lock down, it'd just be, everybody would be walking around into each other, you know, like so. But, I was just reading a report in South Florida, there's cases popping up a lot over there. So it's moving. I mean, this ain't a East-West Coast problem. It's a country. It's moving. You know, it's going to be moving around back and forth and back and forth because it's just nobody's like, where's the mask? Like, I want to know, like, I mean, geez, you should go to Walmart and be able to have masks. Wasn't Walmart supposed to have testing centers and Target and all this other? I mean, there's just nothing going on, Mike. I mean, it's just, it's
well,
it's,
we're
it's,
going it's, to Walmart tomorrow and I'll have a report on that. I do know that our local Walmart where we go, it's set up, you know, with, you know, the little X's on the floor to keep you apart and little sanitizing stations so you can wipe off the handlebar on the shopping cart and that kind of a thing. And we're hoping that they're not enforcing the one person per cart rule because obviously Claire goes with me when we go shopping. So we'll see. I'll let you know tomorrow what happens.
Yeah, because like when I went today, they had the recording people on like walking around, stay 6 feet apart, you know, which, you know, obviously you do want to keep 6 feet apart, but they just didn't have anything to the, there wasn't many people actually at Walmart over what, well, I was surprised, but no toilet paper and paper towels though. So that tells you New Jersey we're effed, you know, but like they just didn't have no, there was nobody there to keep people from coming in, like 6 people, 10 people at a time. So it's just all BS. You know, there's no, if you don't have people there like the police or somebody allowing a certain group of people in, like outside, say, you know, like then it's not going to work because you'll have just a group of people coming in. You know, because you know what, Mike? They closed the parks down here yesterday in New Jersey. You know why?
Yeah.
Because people weren't following what they were told to do because, you know, human beings don't want to be told what to do.
Yes.
So they had to, They had to close them because people were all gathered in the groups and stuff. Kind of like that video in the UK where everybody was, like, out in the sun in the park picnicking in groups. Like, you know, it's just an... You know, Mike, it's not only the government is heavy-handed or states, but it's actually, like, not American people, but just people in general are kind of ignorant. You know, like, you know, we've never been in this before. You know, I mean, what's the last time we had, like, something like this? A Spanish flu, maybe, where they wore masks and stuff. Nothing like, nothing since then, right? Like, we never really had this. Name the last time you saw all these people wearing masks, you know? Like, it was 1918, right?
It's certainly weird. You can walk into a bank with a mask and nobody gets upset. Dustin, would you drop me an email? We have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. We've got callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. high cholesterol, high blood pressure. Fingers and or toes often go cold. Arms and or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Stacy in Florida. Hello, Stacy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Mike. I just want to give credit to Tom. He's one of your best contributors on your show and others. Tom from Florida. Go, Tom. And I'd like to think that some of your listeners might be writing a couple notes, because I'm going to try to be quicker than some other callers. You've been allowing lots of time for callers, and your hours are dwindling now. So I'm going to say that if your listeners go to the archives Saturday, April 4th, at Rick Adams' show, he had Dr. Lorraine Day on for 2 hours. She was a surgeon for many, many years in San Francisco. And all they have to do is listen to Dr. Lorraine Day, and many of their answers will be there with that woman. And also, Steve Elkin's show, which was, Sunday night he has his own show, right? So if they go to the archives, yes, for Steve Elkin's show, Sunday night, he had some incredible people that called in, namely a man named Sal and another very educated man after Sal, and many of their questions may be partially answered by listening to Steve Elkins. And so I know Tom speaks about TB, tuberculosis, making a comeback, which it did in 2019 in our country, to 9,000 cases. But none of us had heard about any quarantine or any masks or any panicking over 9,000 just in our country from people coming in probably from other countries. So if there's 9,000 cases in our country, you can imagine how many cases there are worldwide. I hear no panic about that, or quarantines or lockdowns. TB and leprosy are killers. You do not live with either of those diseases. And many people have recovered from this coronavirus. And I don't understand why we are subject to such grave diseases and nobody says a whimper about it. It's just not talked about. And also, Mike, I'm trying to hurry. We tend to not believe the mainstream media, the people that listen to your programs and other alternative networks. And but all of a sudden, we're all believing the numbers. Everybody's saying, oh, I mean, all these thousands of people are dying. Who is verifying those numbers? Can Justin verify that that many people, or Dustin, I'm sorry, that many people specifically died in New York? Who is verifying those numbers? We want to know. And also, we all know that people do body doubles for important people, and we don't really know if the Prime Minister of UK truly is hospitalized, because currently they're actually using dummies in bags and in beds and taking pictures of them and sending them out worldwide to make it look like they're victims of the disease. And that one network got caught using footage from an Italian hospital and had to admit it to try to make the numbers look much worse in New York. Now, this is divide and conquer, and the news media does lie by omission. And so if they lie by omission a lot, what is going to stop them from lying by omission in this case? Why are we buying everything they're saying? Okay, now the Hasidic Jews, and I'm not against any religion. Everybody has a right to practice their religion. The Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn currently are protesting the lockdown scenario. They're not listening to anything. They're not doing masks and gloves and whatever. They're doing what they normally do. So the other man that called in said that there's an outbreak in Jewish community. There may be somewhere else, but I don't see the Hasidic Jews in Brooklyn. You can go to Daily Mail and you can see their picture, and they're perfectly roaming around without any protection whatsoever, and actually defying orders. And I'm not encouraging defying orders. I'm just saying they're not concerned. If your listeners go to Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, that will also be extremely informing. And they can also access the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead specifically. He wrote an incredible piece on April 1st describing the slippery slope that we're currently on. And Dr. Lorraine Day mentioned one point, and many points, but one that stuck with me, had said that they're not really all that concerned about keeping us healthy, and they act like they are, but they're really not. And if that's the case, Mike, and we all stay wonderfully pristine and healthy, and we can't do anything, what is the point of being healthy?
Okay, well, Stacy, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We just got a notification we're under a tornado watch here until midnight tonight, and we'll be back after these words from our sponsors with more phone calls.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Dave in New York. Aloha, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. Yes. Hi, Mike. I heard somebody commenting about something. I had to make another comment about it. They said there was footage from an Italian hospital shown on TV. You know, I saw that. They had Cuomo talking, and then they switched and they showed that, and they went back to Cuomo, I believe. And they never said that that footage was from a New York City hospital. So that was,
yeah, but it was implied it was implied in the context. Now, the network has said it was an editing mistake, but it's still, it's a reminder that you can't.
Okay, so they're trying to cover it up. That it's rather strange they try to cover it up, because they say checks are being printed, and they show a canned photo of dollars. $50 or $100 bills being printed or something like that. So to
yes.
me, that's just an example of canned footage. And for example, also, they had a dummy on a ventilator, and this is right on RBN, you know, a dummy on a ventilator photo in a video of a hospital. Well, you know, they could never show the head of anybody anyway. So it's perfectly reasonable, and this is the only thing that they would show would be a dummy on a ventilator. And I suppose there's
it's
a lot
dishonest.
Of dummies on ventilators, but
it's dishonest.
No, it's not dishonest.
It's a reminder. It's a reminder that you can't trust what you see. It's a reminder you can't trust what you see on corporate media.
Well, they never said that this was a live person on a ventilator. I mean, there's nothing wrong.
They
can't show a live person with their head on a ventilator. They can't. I talked to EMS people about this. They said, no, there's no way we would sue them.
Hang on a second. Having worked in the industry, okay, these are corporate media empires, if you will. They've got lots of money and lots of staff. I know they're running in the red here, but we expect a certain degree of professionalism to come from these people. And these kind of shortcuts, I understand using stock footage. You know, they were talking about how there's a fourth U.S. aircraft carrier has come down with COVID-19, and they were showing pictures of Arleigh Burke cruisers. And, you know, this is just the editors being lazy and careless.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, Mike, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of mind control going on here. I think they do this all with AI computers, and they figure out how everybody's going to respond. So, you know, I mean, listen, they put stuff out so people can argue about it, and then we waste our time talking about stupid things. So sorry about talking about something stupid there when I called about something else. First of all, the estimated influenza disease burden by season put out by the CDC, and they're still showing estimated numbers for the 2018-19 season. They're saying that's 34,157. Now, that number differs quite a bit from the 80,000 that I keep hearing people say died last year. These are deaths, and so since they were deaths, I think they had tested these folks, and either they had some form of influenza, A, B, C, D, whatever, you know. So I don't know where they're getting those 80,000 death numbers from, and I realize that the CDC just calls these estimates anyway. I mean, you know.
They're derived from models. So, nobody's actually going on out and counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They're all models, and the models are run by computers. And of course, you've heard about the Geico law, right?
No.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Oh,
yeah, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, the models. I mean, are you telling me they don't have the data showing that people who died were tested and found to have influenza A, B, C, or whatever? I mean, they have the data. Why wouldn't
they?
They
should have the data. They should have the data,
but
even on the corporate media, you hear them talking about the models. You know, they've revised the models.
All right. Yeah. So that's a big, confusing thing, and I'm glad we spoke about it. Maybe I'm a little more clear on that. We mentioned the other day, I talked to you about 5G, and you mentioned that you know, what you thought about that. There's a Dana Ashley put out a video on 5G, and if you got a minute, I can talk about this, or maybe I'll try to call in another time. There's other videos also. There's one that was on the RBN website by Catherine Horton, PhD, in particle physics. I found that to be very good. But I didn't find that Dana Ashley knew anything really about chemistry. And although she made a good connections and observations that 5G may be having an effect, her talking about science and not knowing it was astounding to me. And I'm sure less than 1% of the people are really going to pick up on it because they don't know chemistry either. But basically, she said 60 gigahertz causes the electrons surrounding oxygen molecules to spin. Well, first of all, electrons have a plus one-half or minus one-half spin. This is well known. They're not being caused to have a spin. If she's saying that radiation is exciting the electron to a higher energy level, that's called electron spin resonance, or ESR, and that requires a strong magnetic field. And, you know, so, but if you go through her discussion, she's just basically confused on the specifics of the chemistry. But I think Dr. Catherine Horton, maybe you want to listen to her talk. It was also displayed on thelibertybeacon.com, and I found it to be very scientifically sound as far as I could tell. But I'd need to listen to it again to give you, you know, how this 5G could affect someone's breathing or et cetera. Okay? So that's all I really had to say today, Mike.
Okay, Dave, thanks an awful lot. Now, Dr. Mercola sent me a copy of his latest book, EMF'd, and I'm going through it still. And he seems to be of the same opinion that I am, you know, that 5G may or may not be a problem, but it's the sum total of all electromagnetic radiation that we should be concerned about, and that putting the focus only on 5G may not be wholly appropriate. And that's sort of the position I'm in right now. We know that the wavelength for the highest proposed band for 5G is 4 millimeter, which doesn't sound like an awful lot to people on the scale of human beings. But when you look at 4 millimeters compared to the size of an oxygen atom or even most basic biochemical molecules, it's extraordinarily large. And so the idea that it's going to cause a lot of damage, I think, is remote. Now, yes, any electromagnetic energy has the potential to kick the electrons in an atom to a higher energy state. And when that electron falls back down to its ground state, it's going to re-release the energy in some other form, usually heat. And the idea is that, you know, with really high-powered electromagnetic fields coming on in, like a microwave oven, the heat will be enough to cook something. But the idea is that, you know, CB radios and police radios, CB, I'm giving my age away here, radio, television, broadcast, and the low-power cell phone towers, Wi-Fi, and so forth, the amount of heat energy generated by them is very, very small indeed. Okay, so that was Dave in New York. Let's switch over to Gabriel in New York. Aloha, Gabriel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to bring up that something that you have brought up also, just to put into perspective that at least 250,000 people die a year of medical and pharmaceutical errors. And it's kind of funny how they point that 2,500 over here, but the mountain of 25,000 behind you, we don't point that.
Yes.
That's one thing. The other thought that I'd like to bring out to Dustin, that if the United States Constitution does not apply to him, it does apply to me, and that the government just can't willy-nilly tell me what to do without a court order. And we've had a case like this in New York in the late 1800s, and somebody was spreading typhus, and the persons they gave the person who was doing it, a carrier or spreader, Typhoid Mary. We didn't lock the whole country down or New York City down. They locked Typhoid Mary down. So this is Dustin's taking the wrong approach. He's punishing everybody in the country for where we should address an issue with an individual. And that's all I got to say, Mike. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to switch over to Mark in Florida. Mark's going to be our last call today because I got to start doing more news on this program here. Okay, Mark in Florida, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike, and I'll be quick. And I'm sort of piggybacking on the last caller that if Dustin doesn't want to get sick, Dustin can stay home. But I don't want Cuomo and Schumer and that mad woman governor of Michigan telling me where I can and cannot go, whether I got to put a mask on my face or tie my shoes or not. I don't like this house arrest. I don't like 75, what do you call it, that intelligent marker, IQ, 75 IQ cops just following orders, doing what they're told to do. And Cuomo wants to fine the people $1,000 because they're standing too close to somebody. This isn't protection. This is a robbery. It's a military operation robbery. And if this corona is a bioweapon instead of something natural that occurs naturally, if this it's a military-grade bioweapon, we're not dying of a flu or corona. People are being murdered. This is called murder. It's a military weapon. And if it went from Canada to China to somebody let a fart and it went all over the world, it's called murder. But Justin, if you want to be safe, you stay home. But don't tell me what I can do on my own. I like golfing. I like sitting on my patio smoking cigarettes. Let me be and protect yourself, but keep your hands off of me. And I'd just like that with the governor and the president and anybody else. keep your hands to yourself, and I'll be fine. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well,
oh,
thank
and
you
ride
very
that
much,
storm out, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to get loud tonight, I think. Anyway, Israeli troops have incurred into parts of Gaza with tanks and bulldozers as of yesterday, and apparently four army bulldozers as well as other armored vehicles drove several hundred meters deep into the northwestern part of the Gaza Strip town of Beit Lahia. Witnesses said the invasion took place from the so-called Zechem Israel military gate. And apparently they raised farmlands adjacent to the Israel-Gaza border fence. And this is something Israel has been doing for quite some time. They'll insist that the farming that's going along the border on the Palestinian side, mind you, impedes their ability to keep watch on the people of Gaza. So every once in a while, they'll go on in and literally plow under the farms. And for that Gaza Strip, those farms are necessary. You know, these people are trying to grow enough food to live on, and Israel keeps bulldozing it under. Meanwhile, Mike Pompeo was out there threatening a total U.S. pullout from Afghanistan. Apparently, his attitude is, if you won't let us win, we're just going to take our toys and we're going to go home. But apparently, Pompeo told Ghani Abdullah that they would be held responsible if there's no power-sharing deal that's being made. And last I heard, the talks with the Taliban fell apart over the issue of swapping prisoners of war. Now, down in Brazil, people are wondering if there's been a coup d'etat, because it's being reported that under pressure from the army, Walter Braga Neto is now the operational president of Brazil, with Bolsonaro effectively stripped of all decision-making authority. According to veteran Argentine investigative journalist Horacio Verbitsky, this has already been communicated informally to the Argentine authorities. There's no official or public confirmation yet. We were talking just yesterday about this fire around the Chernobyl forest. It's spread to 35 hectares, and of course, it is just spiking high levels of radiation all around the area and up into the air, and the wind is blowing it away. The reason for this is very simple. Plants will absorb the radioactive isotopes that are in the ground. It's called bioaccumulation. And believe it or not, one of the things that will be done to try and control a radioactive spill is plant a lot of greenery. And then the greenery draws the radioactive elements out of the soil. Then the plants are pulled up and buried along with the rest of the radioactive waste. But of course, all the plants and trees around the exclusion zone have been sucking up this radioactivity for years now. When it burns, it goes up in the smoke. So more problems over there, radiation there. Okay, the Pentagon is concerned about maintaining the strength of their force here. So they're considering new moves, including restarting the stop-loss program to maintain the force amid the coronavirus crisis. As I mentioned a little while ago, a fourth aircraft carrier, the USS Nimitz, now has crewmen testing positive for COVID-19. All right. Getting into the economic news here, over in Italy, shoplifting of food has become epidemic because the average Italians are running out of cash. Increasing numbers of distressed Italians are faced by worsening financial problems due to the quarantine. Many are running out of money. And we're talking about those who have a job, but they were left without help from the Salary Payment Guarantee Fund. Our post office here in the United States may be looking at closure in June without an outside funding source. So they're looking for a bailout as well here. Now, one of our callers before was talking about unemployment, guaranteed unemployment. The problem with that is that New York and many of the states, they don't have enough money for the unemployment fund. Now, there is taxes that are paid by your employer for the privilege of hiring you, and out of that comes the money that goes into the unemployment insurance fund. But so many people are now filing for uninsurance, something like 10 million across the country, that they don't have the money. So the unemployment checks may stop. Trump is still out there saying that illegal immigrants are not eligible for stimulus checks. They came in illegally. Of course, Democrats, liberal Democrats are out there saying absolutely the illegals should be getting the money. No, the legal American citizens should come at the head of the line. If there's anything left over, maybe. But remember, those illegal immigrants, they're not supposed to be here. They committed a crime just by stepping across the border. Why are they getting benefits? If they're afraid of coronavirus, if they can't make it here, they should go home. Problem solved here. All righty. Top bankers finally take a pay cut in the face of the coronavirus. Lloyds, HSBC, RBS are not included in that. And RBS is backed by the taxpayers. And finally, Ted Butler is over there saying J.P. Morgan is perfectly positioned for this massive gold and silver bull run. This is a time to be looking at investing or sheltering your wealth in precious metals. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show The Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today. U.S. Airlines want a $50 billion bailout. They spent $45 billion buying back their stock. And yes, we'd like the airlines to stay in business. If they go out of business, it would add more instability to our economy, endanger even more jobs. But I think the government, meaning we the people, deserve an equity position. And certainly companies like Boeing, for example, are saying, no, just give us the money. You don't get an equity position in our company. Well, I think somebody ought to put their foot down on that one. and say, no, if you're going to get this kind of money from the American people, what do the American people get back? At least they could go back to giving us the free peanuts when we fly. What can I tell you? All righty. China's ports are bracing for a second hit as the virus spread wipes out exports. And China's trying to get their economy back on. Apparently, they've lifted the lockdown over in Wuhan, and everybody's out and about. They're riding the trains. The same thing will happen here. As soon as the lockdown is lifted, the amusement parks are going to be absolutely jam-packed full. People are going to be, you know, it's going to be a two-hour wait at the restaurants. You know, things will snap back fairly quickly, I think. But, you know, the long-term damage is definitely going to be there. Apparently, American Airlines has once again drawn some negative publicity. They had 11 passengers on a flight, and they crammed them all into just three rows because they only bought basic economy. And even though the rest of the plane was empty, they wouldn't let them sit in either business class or just spread them out to get the social distancing. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is calling for coronavirus reparations for black people, because apparently the black population, along with the Latino population, seems more susceptible to this illness. And Alexandria is claiming environmental racism is an underlying health condition. I don't even know what the term is supposed to mean, environmental racism. But COVID deaths are disproportionately spiking in black and brown communities because the chronic toll of redlining, environmental racism, wealth gap, etc., are underlying health conditions. Anyway, the good news is the illegal immigration across our southern border is plunging. People don't want to come here. They don't want to get sick. Good. There's one positive thing that's coming out of that. Meanwhile, over in Austria, they're saying that EU migrant redistribution has failed. They're refusing to accept any more asylum seekers. That whole EU could come apart because of coronavirus. You've already got the individual member states are following their own guidance relative to the coronavirus. Brussels is very upset that they can't set a national, or rather a union-wide policy and have it followed here. The FDA has pulled all forms of the popular heartburn drug Zantac from the market, warning of impurities, and apparently the impurities are carcinogenic. So the Zantac is definitely gone. Too bad for everybody who's taken it between it was introduced and the recall here. Okay, and let's see. Gun sales skyrocketed in March. Retailers record 2.5 million sales. That's a new U.S. record. People are out there just buying their guns. All right, there's the music. Time for us to end the show here. Time for me to get out of here and do something useful the rest of the day. Time for me to go on out and look for those tornadoes they say are coming in for us here. All right, so stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We really do need it. And we wouldn't ask if we didn't need it, because we know you're struggling the same way that we are. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.